I wonder how many of you remember way back in 2002, now some of you are going to say, oh gosh, that's a pretty long time, a poll that was taken and we were asked to vote who we thought was the greatest Briton of all time, way back in 2002. And can anyone tell me who we voted as a nation as the greatest Briton of all time? Winston Churchill. Right. And do we know who came second? Clue is Victorian. Is an engineer. Brunel, that's right. And just as a third Trivial Pursuit question, how many votes did Winston Churchill beat Brunel by? You may not know. Well, I'll let you know. It's by more than 56,000 votes. And so just to refresh your memory on that little poll that we had in 2002, well, in top place was Churchill. Then we had Brunel, Princess Diana. Darwin was fourth. In fifth place was Shakespeare. Sir Isaac Newton was sixth. John Lennon, only musician, was seventh. Elizabeth I was eighth. Admiral Lord Nelson was ninth. And the last one to bring up the rear was Oliver Cromwell. Those are the 10 that we voted for. Now, polls can be fun, as I said, part of Trivial Pursuit's questions, and you can get lots of polls. I mean, I've been sort of sometimes watching programs on TV on, you know, the 100 best songs, you know, and you can, and you'll get that in the papers, especially at the end of the year, at Christmas time when you're totally bored. You can, you know, find out what's the 10 best films or the 10 best songs, 10 best places to live, to retire to, something like that. But whatever it is, I don't know if you, whether you are like me and you've ever sort of said, how on earth can they vote for such and such a person? Or who thought that, you know, this could be top of the poll? Now, I suppose, going back to Churchill, why do you think people voted for him? Any idea? Any clues? When you think of Churchill, what do you think of? Right, that's right. Okay, yep. So those are some of the reasons that might be given. I mean, if you ask people, they would say, oh, he was a great statesman, or he was a great public speaker. He, you know, kept our spirits up during the war when the outlook looked pretty dire. You know, he inspired us through his great speeches. So I thought, is there anything else that people thought of when they voted for Churchill? And so I sort of thought, well, let me just find out a few more things about Churchill that we may not know, or people may have overlooked. And so here are some of the things. I went on the internet, and here are some of the things that I found out about Churchill. Now, so I want you to put up your hands whether or not you know these things. Firstly, did you know that Churchill was half American? Put up your hands, those of you who knew that. Okay, that's right, good. It says here his paternal grandmother was a relative of George Washington. And according to one source, I don't know who the source is, his family tree can be linked to George Bush and family. And also, further cementing his American ties, Churchill was the first individual ever to be acknowledged as an honorary citizen of the United States. And did you know that? Secondly, put up your hands again, those of you, did you know that he was a prisoner of war? Put up your hands, those of you in South Africa. In 1899, he escaped, and because he escaped, there was a bounty on his head of £25. Thirdly, put up your hands, those of you who knew that Churchill eclipsed Hitler as Time magazine's Man of the Year. Not once, but twice. Once in 1940, and another time in 1949. And on the second time, when he was again Man of the Year, they gave him an added accolade of being Man of the Half Century. So there you are. Or, okay, now this you should know. How many monarchs did Churchill serve under? Sorry? Two? Anyone else? Well, shows how much we know about Churchill, whom we voted as greatest Britain. Apparently, he served under six monarchs because he held various offices of state. He served under Queen Victoria, Edward VII, George V, Edward VIII, King George VI, and Elizabeth II. And obviously, when you think of Churchill, one last point: when you see him, you see a picture of him, you know, painting. Now, did you know that one of his paintings actually made some money for him? Because he was actually just an amateur painter, and most of his paintings were rubbish; they were just splodges and all that. But one actually sold for a record £12,800. So these are some things you might want to sort of store in mind next time you play sort of Trivial Pursuits with your friends. Now, thinking about the poll about Churchill and how much we know or not know about Churchill, I then thought to myself, you know, suppose there was a poll of the greatest persons in history. Do you think Jesus would top that poll? Hands up those of you who think he would. Okay, why don't you think he would? So I thought to myself, well, I suppose people would need to know him. And chances are the people who vote for Jesus as the greatest person in history would be a Christian. So I thought, oh, well, how many votes would Jesus get? And so I thought, well, okay, let's get an idea as to the size of the Christian population in the world. Again, I went onto the internet, and this is what I found. It says here, the number of Christians around the world has nearly quadrupled in the last 100 years. It was about 600 million in 1910, and it grew to more than 2 billion in 2010. Wow, quadrupled. But, just goes on to say, but the world's population rose, and the world's population rose from an estimated 1.8 billion in 1910 to 6.9 billion in 2010. So if we do the maths, you'll find that the percentage of the world's population who say they're Christians and who know Jesus has actually fallen from about 33% in 1910 to about 29% in 2010. So let's ask ourselves, do you think Jesus will get 29% of the vote? And I suppose it all depends, you know, on how much people know him. I mean, you know, in this coming election year, you get a lot of people saying, how can I vote for him? I don't know him. I don't know his policies. Will 29% of the world's population vote for Jesus? Let's think about that.